In the fallout from the state's primary elections, 7 incumbents have lost their seats. How this will change the course of the next session has yet to be seen. Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer reports on one new contender in the Matsu Valley.
It's a breezy afternoon on the main street of Palmer in the heart of the Matanuska Valley. Wasilla City Councilman David Wilson is heading to a Municipal League meeting, but takes time to answer a few questions about his winning bid for the Senate D seat vacated by Charlie Huggins.
It's just an overwhelming feeling. It's still sinking in right now.
Wilson does not have an opponent in the general election. Wilson did what the pundits said was not possible. Running on a shoestring budget and with little or no help from the Republican Party of Alaska, Wilson beat a longtime Republican incumbent in this week's primary election. How?
Door knocking, phone calling, and I think that they really just wanted a different individual, a different type of individual to serve. I think they wanted a little bit something different than the status quo of what they've been having in recent years.
The Republican Party did not back Wilson financially, nor did it assist his campaign.
Most folks were nice, but there wasn't a lot of, here, let me come and help you with this, let me come door knock with you, let me go put signs up with you. But for the most part, for the sort of the old guard of, a couple individuals, they were less helpful.
And it is the old guard that may be most taken aback by Wilson's win. They expected Huggins's powerful presence in the Senate to be filled by Lynn Gaddis, who has a similar adherence to Republican values regarding fiscal and social issues. Wilson describes himself as a conservative and is backed by the ultra-conservative Republican Assembly, which also endorsed Representative Laura Reinbold. That could set him apart in Juneau, says political consultant Mark Hellenthal.
I think he was successful beating Gaddis because he went door to door and, in a sense, earned the respects of the individual voters one by one. And Gaddis didn't, and that was enough in a small turnout to get him elected. Now when he's in Juneau, he's going to have to earn the respect of his colleagues to become respected and to get a position of power.
Wilson, on the other hand, says he is motivated by a need to help others and is a proponent of strong family values. Wilson says he came to public service through volunteer work at several organizations. He now directs a nonprofit that helps domestic violence victims. He says he's confident that he can do things differently in Juneau.
Obviously, I didn't go out and raise the $50,000, $100,000, which many people said I had to raise to be a successful candidate, nor did I have an army of campaign staff or major endorsements from a lot of big entities.
He ran his campaign on about $13,000, most of it his own money. Wilson is 35 years old, has degrees in psychology, education, and business, and will become the first African American from the Matsu Valley in the legislature. In other Valley upsets, House 10 incumbent Wes Keller was ousted by newcomer David Eastman, while challenger George Rauscher defeated House 9 incumbent Jim Culver. I'm Ellen Lockyer.